The Czech Finance Ministry has outlined an ambitious plan to meet all the criteria for adopting the common European currency. If all goes well, the euro could replace the Czech crown by 2016. But adopting the euro is evidently no longer a priority for the Czech politicians who will replace the current caretaker cabinet after elections in May. Jan Richter has more.
The year 2016 could see the Czech Republic adopt the common European currency, according to a plan compiled by the Czech Finance Ministry. In an annual report on the country's euro convergence program, the finance ministry proposes, among other things, lowering the state budget deficit below 3% of the gross domestic product by 2013 from the current 6.6%. If this happens, the country would likely meet all the euro adoption criteria 3 years later. But columnist for the weekly Respekt Jan Macháček points out the plan is hardly more than wishful thinking.
It's a program which is announced by the provisionary technocratic government. So it is just technically important because politically we will see only after the elections. That's one thing. And second thing is that everything depends on the economic growth and current prognosis are very uncertain.
Should the Czech Republic aim for the adoption of the euro by 2016, the necessary measures would also involve drastic cuts in the social welfare system, cutting the costs of the state bureaucracy, and a sharp rise in taxes. These steps might be easier to take for the current caretaker government than for a political cabinet that will take office after the next general elections, scheduled for May 2010. And Czech politicians have shifted the euro much lower on their list of priorities, says Jan Macháček.
The landscape has changed quite dramatically during last year, I would say, because social democrats who were quite enthusiastic supporters of common European currency and everything what is European changed the rhetoric. And now they are very calm supporters of euro, I would say, because they realize that to adapt the euro, the country will have to go through some radical changes and especially cuts in social welfare system, which will be somehow unpopular. So social democrats are not so enthusiastic supporters of euro anymore.
Some experts also know that even if the next government manages to improve the public finances, it will have to deal with other pressing issues first. These include thorough reforms of the country's healthcare as well as welfare and pension system.
Thanks for that report.